Hey, it's Jed Hearn, host of Wizards, Warriors, and Words. If you're enjoying the writing advice on this show, you might like my new podcast, The Jed Hearn Show, where every week I share the best fantasy writing advice that I've learned from publishing 3 fantasy novels and a best-selling video game. There's over 12 episodes that you can listen to right away, including my top 10 fantasy books of all time, how to make fantasy names that don't suck, 2 rules that make writing effortless, and my complete summaries of Brandon Sanderson's and Neil Gaiman's writing classes, and much more. Check it out by searching for The Jed Hearn Show in your podcast app.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hello and welcome to Wizards, Warriors and Words, a fantasy writing advice podcast. I'm Jed Hearn, author of Fires of the Dead, and I am joined by my fellow writers, starting with Dirk Ashton.
Oh, hello. I am Dirk Ashton. I am not Michael R. Fletcher or Rob Hayes, no matter what anybody else says. And I wrote the Paternus trilogy and all of their books.
And speaking of Rob Hayes, we also have Rob J. Hayes with us.
Hello, I'm Rob J. Hayes, author of, I'll go with Titan Hoppers, which may or may not be out at this point in time. I don't know when this is going to go out. But hey, it's
it could be,
science fantasy progression book, which is kind of like Cradle or Iron Prince or Bastion meets Warhammer 40,000 Space Hulk. So read it.
Ooh.
And sexy. We actually have someone who wrote for Warhammer in the studio as well, which is Michael R. Fletcher.
Yes. Greetings, that's me. So, stuff, things, nouns, verbs, the odd adverb.
Ew, you use
maybe
verbs?
Not too many of those. Let's keep it easy on the adverbs, all right? Don't freak me out like that, man.
He said smugly.
And we are going to be probably digging into a couple of the nouns and verbs you have mentioned, because in this episode, we're going to be doing a blurb critique. So one of our patrons, Daniel Henderson, has very kindly sent us the blurb for a book that he is working on called Shadows Assassin First Blade. It is a grimdark fantasy novel. And what I'm going to do is I will share the screen on here. So if you're watching on the YouTube feed, you'll be able to see the blurb. I'm also going to read it out so that people who are listening on the podcast feed can follow along as well. Let me get this
up. And for the Americans, there will be subtitles for those who cannot understand his thick Australian, largely incomprehensible accent.
all right.
Shadows Assassin, First Blade, Darkness and Light vie for control.
All right, I'm actually going to read it out properly so that people can get some context first. So Shadows Assassin, First Blade. Darkness and light vie for control in secret as the world moves away from the forgotten war that ravaged the world centuries ago. The magic is gone, or is it? 20-year-old Valshtress, I don't know how to say that, Valshtress grew up fighting for every day on the streets, after waking up with no memory since the age of 6. After fate determined he would have a different path, he stole from the wrong person, Phoenix, the deadliest assassin in the underworld. Thrust into a world he only heard whispered in dark corners, Valsh is about to become a member in one of the most powerful organizations outside of the 4 kingdoms that rule Alan, the Order of Assassins. But first, he must succeed in completing the Trials, a series of time tests designed to test his skills and mental fortitude. If he succeeds, the High Master of the Order already has plans for the young man. But Valsh has bigger concerns, a growing power inside him that the world tells him is pure evil. Valsh must hide in the darkness and wrestle with the light to stay alive. But can he complete the first task when everyone in the Order wants him dead? So we're going to be going through and critiquing this as we have done on our previous critique episodes. We try not to hold back because that's not useful for helping you grow as a writer. So apologies.
If we're not holding back, can I just start by asking Jed to say gone again?
Which word?
Just say gone again.
Gone.
I don't know, it sounds weird to me.
It has like okay. three syllables.
Surely three syllables.
You're dragging it out like gone.
I guess I do, like, if you were to phonetically pronounce how an Australian says it, it would be G-A-W-W-N.
Yeah.
Gone.
Yeah, that sounds right.
Yeah, fair enough.
Okay, so what do you think about this blurb?
To the blurb.
Yes.
Yeah. So first thing, I mean, I'm assuming this blurb is like back of book copy / Amazon
description.
Yeah.
It's about 4 or 5 paragraphs too long.
Agreed.
It says way too much. It asks way too many questions. Personally, I is like, is the magic gone or is it? It's like, okay, obviously, no, it's not. Because you just asked and, you know, and you basically, it details pretty much, it looks like probably every important aspect of the story. So you're not really leaving anything. Mm. I mean, it's not bad. Like it looks cool. And I'm like, oh, cool. Neat assassins, you know, underworld shit going on. All very cool stuff. But it's too much.
That's a good point.
I'm a fan personally of shorter blurbs, of short blurbs, but I do see a lot of really long ones where they put a lot of detail in there and those books sell like 100 of them a day. So I don't know personally. My big question is it true that there's the kingdoms that rule Allen? I mean, is there really a order of assassins called Allen? As like Bob or Michael?
It does seem like a not very fantasy name, right? Like, I think if you put
Alan.
If you put like a H in
Alan
there,
Alan has
something,
two L's.
Then it becomes
fantasy. but it says Alan to me. I mean, its name is Alan.
Yeah, that's
let's
fair.
Go talk to Could Alan.
Steve.
I think I agree with Mike that this is too long, and maybe the first thing we should do, because what I would love to do in this episode is to actually go through and like do some edits in this document just so that people can kind of like see what we are like actually envisaging for this. So should we maybe
it looks
try
like
to like,
a great, I mean,
down
all, overall, it looks like a great story. I mean, it looks like the kind of stuff that people really, really love to read. You know, everybody likes assassin stuff. You know, the whole idea of waking up without the memory. It happens in a lot of books and people love it. Kid working, you know, growing up hard in the streets, you know, people love that stuff and magic. So I get all of that out of it.
There's a whole lot of stuff that just, it doesn't need to be like that. Entire first paragraph doesn't say anything. You know, darkness and light vie for control in secret as the world moves away from the forgotten war that ravaged the world centuries ago. That's really long and it says nothing. The magic is gone, or is it? That's a hook that should be at the end. If you're going to use that, the magic is gone, or is it? That's the
I
hook
agree.
At the end.
Yeah.
What really?
20-year-old as well.
Yes. I think in general, age references aren't that useful, especially because you've got 20-year-old and then age of 6 in the same sentence. So, like, pick one of those. Otherwise, it's very confusing to have both. So, what we've got for the start then is Valstress grew up fighting for every day on the streets after waking up with no memory since the age of 6. I still feel that second half of that sentence is like a little weird to me.
Well, give me.
Start off with Valstress grew up fighting for every day on the streets. That should be a sentence.
Yes.
That should be your first sentence.
Yeah.
That's perfect.
Yeah.
Or you could do after waking up with no memory since the age of 6.
It feels still like a bit, I guess, long to me.
Well, I don't understand fighting every day on the streets.
Well, yeah, it's just okay, sort whatever. Of like fighting for survival, isn't yeah. it? But instead of like after well, waking I up with no just, memory since I the age of six, do, saying something like he yeah, has no memory of his past.
Yeah, I don't think that's...
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah.
But does that kind of make sense? Because the way it's implying it is that he had no memory of his past and he was on the street and then he had to fight every day from that point on. Whereas...
Yeah. Writing a blurb for a book you haven't read,
yeah,
this is going to be really difficult.
I mean, yeah, I've like, actually read the first 10
attack,
words
like sentence
book.
Structure
so
and stuff,
I do
but
know
really,
a little yeah. bit of what happens in it.
I would just say Vals Tresh grew up fighting for his life or fighting something.
I don't know, because if you say like on if you keep that on the streets, it gives that impact of okay, he's like yeah, it gives you yeah. this feeling of
like
he's
a street urchin
sort
of vibe.
Thing.
Well, and then I'd just then go to then he stole from the wrong person. Get rid of the after fate determined he would have a different
yeah.
path.
Say
then he stole from the wrong person, Phoenix, the deadless assassin. Suddenly you have my attention real quick.
After he stole from
you don't want the after.
Yeah. Yeah, then he stole.
Then he stole from a deadly assassin.
No. Well, no, I liked what it said before.
The wrong right, person.
Then he stole from the wrong person. Deadly assassin, blah blah blah. Go ahead. I mean, you deleted the good part.
Then he stole from the wrong person.
But yeah,
you guys gotta be clear with the instructions.
Yeah.
This okay, way you so are starting this. With the main character, which is always a good way to start because
oh, there
you
still have
making
it down
that connection.
There. Yeah.
With the readers and
okay.
the character.
Do you have the name of the person he stole from?
Yep, Phoenix. So we've
Phoenix,
got person,
deadliest
you, Vals,
assassin.
Vals Tresh grew up fighting every day
in
the streets. Then he stole from the
yeah,
wrong
Phoenix.
Person. Phoenix, the deadliest assassin in the underworld.
See, I like that. And then now he's thrust into a world only whispered in dark corners.
Yeah.
Yeah, so underworld and then world.
Yes, I was thinking that.
Yeah.
Just hitting the same two word.
Thrust into
yeah.
a society.
I mean, you could have thrust into a life or...
Yeah.
Thrust into
I'd, actually, I'd
dark.
Kill that. Valsha's start with Valsha's about to become a member.
Yeah, yeah. Let's or, do that.
Yeah, could work.
Maybe.
And I also like there's a is this a progression fantasy of sorts?
I would
because
describe
it looks
it as
like.
It, so yeah, I've read the first looks... couple of chapters of this, mm-hmm. and it seems similar to if I had to give an analogy, it'd be kind of like a bit Bloodsong esque, where.
Yeah.
It's like a young okay. character who goes into this like ruthless fighting organization.
Right.
Yeah, that was
okay,
my
so
impression from the first.
I would be tempted to keep the thrust into something because otherwise you're
yeah,
going to be
same.
Starting
yeah.
with Vaush
yeah.
Twice, you know, in two paragraphs in a row.
Agreed.
So. But you could do something like thrust into. One of the most powerful organizations, something along those lines. You don't need the sort of like into a world he
yeah,
only
like
heard
that.
Whispered in dark corners.
Mm-hmm. So let's say,
I mean, a lot of it is just is cutting out
into.
the bulk.
Yeah,
thrust into the order of assassins.
If you can't
thrust,
convince
yeah.
somebody to read
Could
your
be.
Book in you know
yeah.
three short well, paragraphs, you're not going to do it in six long ones.
Because then we can get rid of Alan. Thrust into.
How does this work? I mean, we've got assassin and assassin. Maybe you just change
yeah.
that to killer.
Yeah.
And then we say thrust into the deadly order of assassins. He. Vaush.
Succeed in
Vaush's only
the trials.
To survive. Vaush's only.
There we go.
We'll work this
I
out
like
later.
That.
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm going to... I know this is just a lot of typing
yeah.
for people listening on the podcast, so I'll read this out.
That's fine.
This is the next paragraph. Thrust into the deadly order of assassins, Vaush's only option, we'll work that out, to survive is to complete the trials, a series of time tests designed to test his skills and mental fortitude. We don't need time tests there.
Yeah.
A series of
complete
tests designed to...
A...
Oops.
No, I like the trials.
Yeah.
Trials. How is that?
Well,
so we've got Yeah,
I like it.
Wow. Yeah. Yes. Thash's only way to survive, maybe.
I liked that it was named The Trials. Tests to...
Just you don't need a series of just completing the trials.
Yeah.
And have it sort of like...
Yeah, I feel like...
Trials. Speech marks, you know, quotation marks.
Yeah, trials. Tests of his... a series of... Well, I don't know.
I think
he like
does need something to explain what the trials are.
A series of tests of his... Well, something.
Yeah. What do you guys think of this? So reading out from the start again, this is just for people listening on audio who can't hear what's happening. Valse Tress grew up fighting every day on the streets. Then he stole from the wrong person. Phoenix, the deadliest killer in the underworld. Thrust into the deadly order of assassins, Valse's only way to survive is to complete the trials. A series of tests... I've stuffed this up. How do we fix
a series
this?
Of tests for his skills and mental fortitude?
How about a series of deadly something
dangerous or like
you've already used deadly. So
I'll just put it down.
Dangerous. We already used deadliest.
Dangerous.
Mortal. A series of mortal tests.
Lethal. Yeah. That works. Because he almost, in the bit I read, he almost dies quite a few times. Okay. That's his only way to, a series of lethal tests and missions.
To gauge
his skills and mental fortitude or something.
A series of lethal tests
to gauge his skills and mental fortitude.
Period after tests. He's got to pass a series of lethal tests.
Yeah, that's true. Yep.
Do we want tests and missions or just like lethal missions? Like, what do we think? Chess or missions?
Punchy is better.
Cool.
Yeah. Get rid of if he succeeds for a start in the next paragraph. It doesn't say anything. Just the High Master of the Order already has plans for the young man is fine. You don't need the if he succeeds.
Yeah, delete already as well.
Do you think we even need this sentence here, that if he succeeds, the High Master of the Order already has plans for the young man?
Yes.
Why do you think that is?
It extends the sort of like the story, what's going on. It gives you this sort of like, there's a bit of mystery about it and, you know, oh, the High Master is interested in him, but why? It asks questions, whereas... you know, and has a bit of a hook. And it helps to give the impression that the story is going to blossom out more than just, hey, Valse is going to be an assassin.
Yeah.
Yes, that is a good point. I'm just thinking we need some sort of way to transition in, because it feels weird to be like, Valse's only way to survive is to complete the trials, a series of lethal tests. The High Master of the Order already has plans for the young man. It feels like a bit jarring there, like, I wonder whether we need something that's like, he quickly comes under the scrutiny of the High Master of the Order, who has plans for the young man. I don't think that's the exact right way of doing it, but do you guys think there needs to be some other way to sort of transition that?
Mike's good at making stuff up, even if it's not in the book. So, I mean, that's one thing I learned too, actually, from in here is basically Mike talking about, you know, a blurb doesn't have to really tell the story. It just has to be really exciting.
Yeah.
It's, the whole point is to sell the book, like, not actually describe it.
Yeah, it's the epitome of the rule of cool.
Yeah.
Speaking of which, I would say the High Master of the Order, get rid of already, and then has something plans, sinister plans or something. I just feel like it needs more than just plans. It needs to be...
What about
like sinister?
Even if he survives? I also have sinister plans. Sure. What do you think about that?
Sinister plans.
For the young man. Yep. But then you don't need a new paragraph. You can then just go straight into, but Valse has bigger concerns or something. That doesn't need to be a new paragraph, basically.
Yes, agreed. So the next paragraph is, even if he survives, the High Master of the Order has sinister plans. Probably don't even need the sinister plans for him. But Valsh has bigger concerns. A power is growing inside him that the world tells him is pure evil. So we got two hymns in that sentence. So we need to change that.
I don't mind that one.
I think just the second half of that sentence can be snappier. So a power is growing inside him that he fears is pure evil, maybe?
Well, obviously it's something the world knows about.
Or that the world says is pure evil.
The world, yeah, that's good. I like says, actually. The world says.
Decrees!
The world.
Ooh, decrees. Lovely.
Decrees.
Has decreed.
That the world decrees is...
I'd say has decreed if you're going to use that.
Should you maybe say, like, the world is terrified of? That terrifies the world?
No, I like the pure evil bit. Him,
terrifies the world. Well, let's just put them together and we'll see how that looks. So I'll copy that one down. Power is growing inside him that terrifies. Okay, so two options. A power is growing inside him that terrifies the world, or a power is growing inside him that the world decrees is pure evil.
Yeah, I'd say has decreed.
The pure evil one.
Yeah.
Me too. And I'd say has decreed. Do you guys like that?
That the world...
Because decrees means they see it and decree it right now, as opposed to it's something that...
That the world says... Yeah, I think the point here is that, like, people aren't aware that the power is growing within him, and it's just in the past it's been outlawed or that it's led to horrible consequences. So... A power is growing inside him.
I'd also use something other than the world, but because the world doesn't actually,
world is... What about, like, everyone?
Society.
Something like society.
What about, like, I don't know, maybe this is wrong for the book, but, like, chuck in a prophecy there or something. Depends on... Yeah, I don't know. Power is growing inside him that... if you say everyone is pure evil...
A dark power is growing inside him.
Yes.
A dark power.
Perfect. That's perfect. Good. Mike, I wonder why we keep you around sometimes, and you've just proven your worth right there.
I thought it was because I was so fucking pretty.
Well, and that as well.
It's that.
I can't use mostly. That. A dark power is growing inside him. Valsh must hide in the shadows. Okay, so what we got so far, just from the top. Valsh Tress grew up fighting every day on the streets. Then he stole from the wrong person, Phoenix, the deadliest killer in the underworld. Thrust into... Oh, we've got deadly again. Let me change that. You probably don't need deadly for Order of Assassins. That feels deadly enough. Thrust into the Order of Assassins, Valsh's only way to survive is to complete the trials, a series of lethal tests. Even if he survives, the High Master of the Order has sinister plans for him. But Valsh has bigger concerns. A dark power is growing inside him. Oh, we kind of got two sentences where it's him and him. That's not a major thing. Valsh must hide in the shadows and wrestle with the light to stay alive. But can he complete the first task when everyone in the Order wants him dead? I like the everyone in the Order wants him dead part.
I'd delete the entire last paragraph. End it on a dark power is growing inside him. Yep. It's a good punch. And like Rob said, there's some mystery there. Oh, Rob fucked off again.
Oh, I was wondering why he'd been so quiet because I can't see you guys at the moment. I'm just looking at the Word document. Okay, so I'll have someone else different read this out. So Mike, can you read this out in your nice, sexy audiobook narrator voice, please?
All right. Shadows Assassin, First Blade. Valsh Tress grew up fighting every day on the streets. Then he stole from the wrong person. Phoenix, the deadliest killer in the underworld. Thrust into the Order of Assassins, Valsh's only way to survive is to complete the trials, a series of lethal tests. Even if he survives, and I don't like the repetition of surviving and their couple of hours, it's a little awkward. The High Master of the Order has sinister plans for him. For him, probably also unnecessary. A bunch of extra words we don't need. But Valsh has bigger concerns. A dark power grows inside him. So let's kill is growing. Just tighten all that shit up, yo.
What do you think about a dark power grows inside him on a new line?
It doesn't really make sense because he has bigger concerns and that's his bigger concern, right?
Ignore. So we'll put that back. Yeah, I like this. So thanks for reading that out, Mike. So what we've got now is the current word count of this is 69 words. The original blurb was... Any guesses? 197 words. So...
Four.
Very wrong, Dirk. I'm sorry. And,
This could still probably be polished further. There's little bits that like extraneous words and shit that aren't really needed. Valstrez grew up fighting every day on the streets until he stole from the wrong person. Phoenix, the deadliest killer in the underworld. That would tighten that sentence.
I like
trust
that.
Into the Order of Assassins. Valsh's only chance at survival is completing the trials, a series of lethal tests. Even if he succeeds, the High Master of the Order has sinister plans. That's good. But Valsh has bigger concerns. Yeah. All right. There we go. That's how I would do it.
Nice. Yeah. I would like to see something for instead of just Order of Assassins, like,
hello,
not,
Rob.
Not just secret, but something.
Yeah, I think we could probably noodle away at this for like a few more hours, but for where we're
weeks.
At, I think this is an improvement. And I think if we're much to try tighter. To like draw out some bigger lessons from this, it's that whatever you currently have with your blurb, just try to cut it as much as possible, because that will really make you realize what is actually interesting and compelling about it. What other kind of bigger principles would you guys add to kind of frame what we've just been doing in this episode?
Yeah, like Dirk mentioned earlier, understand the point of the blurb. It is not to describe the book. It's not a synopsis. It is to sell. Mm-hmm. So what you want to do is you want to write something that's going to sell the book. And a somewhat boring, rambling, like multi-paragraph thing, chances are that's not going to do it. You want to hit the emotion. You want to hit the feels. You want it big, you want action, and you want it really well written, really fucking tight, so that people sort of expect, you know, some sort of base level of prose from you once they actually get into it.
Dirk, would you add anything to that? I totally agree with that, Mike. That's great advice.
No, yeah, absolutely. Now, he may think that, you know, this is just too short, and there are ways to embellish along the way a little bit. I kind of like a little embellishing. Sometimes it can be too clean if short, but I think there should be something like the word sinister for thrust into the sinister order of assassins, you know. Some things, Jesus, just things to consider. Valsh's only way to survive is to complete the trials. A series of lethal tests, and you could put that, or a series of tests, or lethal tests that push him to his blah, blah limits or something. I mean, that stuff wouldn't be bad. If he succeeds, the High Master of the Order has, but Valsh has bigger concern, a dark grower. Power grows inside him. I wouldn't mind that something has decreed is pure evil. But that's good the way it is too. Those are just options, just different things. But yeah, I think this is far superior to what there was before.
Yeah, fantastic. Yeah, the other thing I would add, and I always just say this whenever we do an episode about blurbs, is like one of the best ways to get better at blurbs is to write down, like on pen and paper, the blurbs that you find very compelling for other people's books, because it will make you understand the rhythms, it will make you understand the words they're using, it will make you kind of like just subconsciously get that seeping into your own mind. And then when it comes to writing your own blurbs, you have a much better understanding of how to structure them. So if you were listening to this and you're a writer and you're thinking about your own blurb, like, it's great to think about it. Also do like a little practical action, a little exercise like this, and it will make your blurb writing a lot better.
And read it out loud to yourself in your best radio voice.
Absolutely.
And see how it flows.
Yes.
See if it all clicks, or if you're like stumbling over words or sort of needing to take a breath before the sentence is over, those are bad signs.
Yeah. Which we noticed with this one, right? There were like quite a few times where I was stumbling or having to go back and do a sentence again. And, that could just be because I can't speak good, which is probably a factor, but it's more likely because there was some like kind of convoluted phrasing and everything. So Daniel, thank you for sending your blurb through for us to critique. Really appreciate it. And best of luck writing the rest of Shadow's Assassin.
Yes.
And yeah, hopefully I read the first 10,000 words of this or so, and I really enjoyed it. It needs polishing in parts, but like, for an early draft, I think it has a lot of promise. And I think with hopefully this tightened blurb, it can hopefully go on to be pretty good in whatever format you end up publishing it at. So best of luck, Daniel.
Good luck.
We're rooting for you.
You can do it.
That's it. All right. I don't know what happened to Rob. He just sort of dropped out there. So all right, we're going to wrap up this episode here. If you want to help support us on Patreon like Daniel, you can go to patreon.com/wizardswarriorswords. Link is also down below, and that gets you access to bonus episodes you can't get anywhere else, along with a bunch of other cool content as well. Let us know if you enjoy this kind of blurb critique thing and you would like your blurb to be critiqued. Let us know. We might do more of these in the future. All right. See everybody next week.
Thanks, everybody.
Ciao.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.